Aircheckdownloads.com.
Such a pink sunshine from Fuzzbox, of course. Radio 1, 826 and 3 quarters, and there's a load of this to get through.
Radio 1, travel news.
First of all, there's been a very serious accident this morning at the roundabout above the M25 junction, and further restrictions between Invermorriston and Drumna Drocket due to rock scaling.
Thank you, and well done on that. 8:28, it's National Album Amnesty Day. Lynn Clayton in London. Your Eagles Hotel California LPs in safe hands, says Jane Harper in Nottingham. She borrowed it in 1976, but she says she only just started listening to it again. So can she have it for another year or two, she says. And that's for my going to be a big hit single, Cliff Richard, his 100th and the best of me. This is Radio 1 at 8:30. And here's Rob McKenzie.
A man has died in hospital after stabbing himself in the stomach at the end of a four-hour police siege at his home in Surrey. That's the news at 8:34.
A glow around the gills?
Yes, that's right.
Is that a newsroom term?
That's what rainbow trout have when they eat six piranhas.
Inside that fish. Good subtle pause on that one. Lets you know it's the highest quality on digital audio tape. Playing you Wings and Paul McCartney. One of their greatest hits, it's Wings and Paul McCartney. And Jed, of course, it's 21 and a half minutes to nine. It's National Album Amnesty Day, so it's Radio 1's taken on itself to declare it. And this means that you can actually look through your album collection, find that record you borrowed from that person many, many years ago, and take it round to their house sometime today and say, sorry about this, but it's okay, because Radio 1 said I could bring it back to you. Pete Palmer in Perth. Very difficult to say without spitting or breaking a microphone, said that he wanted, in fact, he thought he'd borrowed from his next-door neighbour, he thought he'd borrowed the very best of Simon and Garfunkel, one of the many compilations. When he took it out of the album sleeve, it was the best of Pilot. Do you remember Pilot, who did January? Yeah. And that's about it, wasn't it? So, I mean, it must have been a short best of. Yes, Roger, we don't want a version of it, though, thank you. And the trouble is, the neighbour's now moved away, and he would actually quite like to borrow the best of Simon Garfunkel, and he would like to get rid of the best of Pilot, if anybody wants a copy.
Low today, 10 degrees, the high 16, Scotland and Northern Ireland, quite a cold day with rain almost everywhere, and again over the Highlands, some sleet and even snow. Most of the showers, though, should have exhausted themselves by early afternoon. For England and Wales, mainly dry, but Northern England will see some rain by this evening. Everywhere else should stay dry as the day goes on, with a good deal of sunshine, but it will cloud over at the end of the day. The outlook, cold and unsettled. And on my little list here, Philip Couch from Christchurch in Dorset says, this isn't anything to do with albums. He said, when I was at school, Simon Mayo borrowed from me a copy of my Disco 45 magazine with the words to Hot Love by T-Rex in it. So, Simon, what ever happened to Phil's copy of Disco 45?
Must have been another Simon Mayo,
yes,
I think.
Now you're in trouble. You better go home and find it.
We used to do various renditions of it, actually.
would you like to show us?
Not thank you. Yeah. It's my show. It's 20 to 9 on Radio 1. You'd far rather hear this. Coming up next, Rod says, on this day in history. Thank you very much.
AirCheckDownloads.com.